Now let's lead off with the town of Normal, proposing a $205 million budget for the next fiscal year. Charlie Schlenker has more.
The increase from the estimated budget for the current year is nearly 20%. Town Finance Director Andrew Hune says a lot of that jump will be funded by projected double-digit revenue growth, mainly in sales and income tax receipts.
We've set the budget, you know, at 12% and 4% for those revenue sources, which, you know, is looking a little low, honestly, you know, to be quite candid in terms of what we're seeing now. We're always cautious because if we're going into a recession in 23, then what is really strong actual revenue now can change very quickly.
Part of the increased spending comes from a couple million to spend down past surpluses, fund pensions, and do more road work. There's $4 million in debt reduction. The budget continues a shift away from using property tax money to pay for police and fire pension obligations. The general fund is taking up more of that burden as pension contribution requirements increase.
What we're trying to do is be sensitive to the property tax issues. We kept the levy flat. We perceive in the future that general fund will continue to absorb a lot of the costs that the levy was paying for to try to maintain a reasonable levy for the citizens.
Hune says water and sewer rates will stay flat for one more year, though there are 2% jumps in the out years of the five-year projection. The draft spending plan does include five new full-time jobs during the second year of a plan to restore positions cut during the pandemic and in past economic downturns. Last year, the town added 23 positions. Most of those have been filled, though not all. The requested new jobs would be in the city clerk's office, cultural arts, finance, public works, and engineering departments. Utility costs have doubled. That line item will go up by $1 million. Insurance costs are rising. Salary expenditures grow based on the consumer price index for non-union workers and by contract for police and fire union members. Hune characterizes salary growth as mild. He says vehicles, water department, chemicals, and other operational line items have significant inflationary increases. Hune says even though the proposed spending increase is 19.6%, that's conservative compared to revenue growth. Hune says they plan for less than 60% of current year revenue growth and 100% of current year expenses and allow for other reserves.
We budget at full employment and that never happens. We have some vacancy during the year. That gives us kind of an automatic hedge. Contingency funding is an automatic hedge. We budget a pretty high level for capital and gas costs and utility costs. So our goal is always not to get surprised by an unforeseen deficit.
Hune says a potential recession later this year may or may not be a problem, but the town is going into it in a strong position. He says he's not overly concerned about State Farm layoffs. He says current shedding of IT workers doesn't appear to be as significant as the wave years ago when State Farm ended contractor work following a digital transformation program. I'm Charlie Schlenker.